Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690, and we have a special guest in studio, Mr. Griffin Walker from the Boys and Girls Club. How you doing, sir?
Good. Doing great today. Thank you for having me up here this morning.
Absolutely. Happy to have you. So we're into summer, and what does that mean for the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, I'm going to have two hats today. I want to talk a little bit about the NATO men's basketball team since I'm the head coach there. I want to run a little bit by there first.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to let the parents and everybody know kind of what I do with their kids so that they don't think that we're not having opportunities for their kids to get better. I want progress, and I spend a lot of time and money in these young youth or young men every year, and I just think the community needs to know, you know, when kids are going around thinking that there's nothing to do or there's nothing provided, we need to be able to combat and say, hey, did you know about this? Did you know about that? Have you been doing that? And so forth. So my first thing is to kind of get a little message out about the NATO team. And we participated last week in June 1st and 2nd at the Pitt State basketball camp. Coach Jeff Boshi, which is a KU great all-time leading scorer there, he put on a camp. He's now the head coach at Pitt State. And so the boys got to go over there and get some looks. We made it all the way to the bronze championship game. We ended up losing in the championship game by I think it was like 13 that day. But we just didn't play our best game. We were a little tired and a little shorthanded. But the boys played well. I think they improved every day. The first day, they kind of started off. They were fighting each other. It was the first time they had played. We hadn't been together all summer. And we showed up, and we hadn't been together since season. And so we showed up there first day, took our blisters, and then came back and made it all the way to the championship game the next day. So I'm really proud of those boys for that. Things that we focused on after that tournament is we were going to work on being transition defense, getting back on defense. We struggled with that this year as well. But we really seen it in the camp that if you get back and guard, then you're able to get steals and get fast court layups. So it was a really good eye-opening experience there. We also know that we need to focus on being more team-oriented, more teamwork, and we need to treat each other with respect a little better there. So that's some strategies we're going to work on in coaching staff moving forward. Me and Coach Ray Rutherford transported them over. The second thing we also did is I create a packet for all the kids. You can see it right here. It's a very thick packet. Sent it out to all the kids. In that packet, it had our camps. It had all our scheduling. It also has in there my different strategies that I want to use with the young men to teach them a game of basketball. They only know the game of basketball from Facebook and TikToks. So I wanted to create where they understood the terminology. So me as a coach, I'm not up there speaking to them, and they're not be able to translate what I'm saying because, you know, the terminology is different. So I created a whole packet. In our packet, it talks about full-court defense, half-court sets, one pass away, and so forth. So these kids can look at it and learn basketball. A lot of individuals in the community thought, man, those boys are so athletic. Well, you can ask any coach that if a kid can be athletic, but if they're not, if they don't have the knowledge or understanding of the game, they can be beaten.
Or the teamwork.
So we struggled with all those areas last year. And as a coach, you know, I had to go through and identify those areas. And then I created this plan here to make the season a lot better and make it where these boys can walk away and go to play for another coach and understand the game. You can't be recruited if you don't know, you know, what a back screen is. You know, you got to know these things or how to box out or, you know, how to explain how to box out. So me as a coach, I felt like this is the first step of improving what the community wanted is to be winners. And I tell the community all the time, you're expecting these boys just because they're tall, athletic, fast, and strong to be winners or get a win before they become winners. And in my world, I didn't become successful in basketball because I got one win. I got successful in basketball because I was a winner. And there's a difference between win and winner. And I think so many times our parents are focusing on the fact of my kid being getting that win. Man, I think we should win. And you see that with people around Coffeyville. The ones that are saying that and talking that is it's we're not focusing on win. We're focusing on winners. So please, when you speak the terminology, know that it's not about just basketball. It's about life and what I'm doing to make this organization better. Second thing, we'll be going to Parsons on June 15th. We'll go up there. We'll participate there. Then I'm going to do a little camp for the boys June 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Parents, if you'd like to get your kids involved in that, please email me at griffin.walker@seavilleschools.com. If you'd like your kids to come to a good little camp we're going to do, please get a hold of me, and I'll try to get your youngins in there. That's going to be grades 6th and up this year, and then next year we're going to do the younger grades. We'll be 6th and up this year, and then next year we'll do the other grades. I appreciate that. We had some other things on the foresight, just couldn't get enough guys together to participate in the – I wanted to do an AAU or MAYB tournament and travel and take the boys up there, but just didn't have enough participation. So I know it's a process. On the other note, if I flip my other hat, at the Boys and Girls Club, I've also provided programs for young adults. Ronnie Davis is there. He has open gyms for your kids to come play basketball. I have a traveling team that I have for Boys and Girls Club to take the kids on to play in Claremore. They've played 7 weeks in a row already, doing really well over there. Also have a traveling little girls team that we had too that travel. So we're just trying to build a place where kids can play sports. We're also starting a fall football team, be traveling tackle team, that the kids can get some tackle back in them. So that's going to be my focus, is just building sports that are the elite end of it, to where kids can learn the development but learn to love the game. You know, you got to learn to love it or you don't want to do it. So I think this is the way the club's going to focus on. We're not trying to get into, you know, the City Rec still does the City Rec programs. That's still offered and they're great. But I want to do a more of element of traveling and focusing on that, you know, the elite skill kids, that kids that want to love it and kids that crave it, or teach those kids to become that kind of person. So that a way that I don't step on anyone's toes, because we have a great relationship with the City Rec. And last, the club will be getting our new signage up. Just waiting on Designs Unlimited. We'll be getting that in this week. They're supposed to have that in at the Boys and Girls Club. So please go by and check that sign out when it gets put in. Just a lot of cool things going on. But if you got any opportunities, you want to get involved, please get involved at the club. Please get involved with the men's NATO basketball team, because we're doing things right. Please encourage those boys to understand what coach is saying. It's not about a win. It's about being a winner. And I've had several people that, you know, said, when, you know, I had one guy say that they're only as good as their leader. Well, I've been there every day this summer. I've spent my own personal money. I've spent my own organization's personal money. And I guarantee there ain't no one else that has invested more in these boys in the last 10 years than I've invested in the last two summers. So I encourage the community to get involved with these boys. Let's make them young men so they're employable in the future. You can't just base it off men's NATO basketball. We need to encourage these boys to be able to work in our workforce in the next few years. And if they can't do that, they can't go to Cape College ball anywhere. So I just want to say thank you guys so much. And that's kind of where we're at. Things are going well everywhere else. And I hope everybody's having a good summer.
Well, good deal, Griff. And if people want to get a hold of you, you know, if parents do want to sign their kids up for anything, be it the NATO stuff or, you know, just Boys and Girls Club, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to do that is give me an email. That email, like I said, is just all lowercase, griffin.walker@seavilleschools.com. And then also you can go to our website for Boys and Girls Club. We have a nice new website. It's bgcsek.org. And we created that as well. We're also on Facebook, Coffeeville Boys and Girls Club. And then we have our Instagram account as well. So we have numerous ways you can get a hold of us, several streams that we've created and have out there. So please get a hold of us. Figure out what you want to do. If you want to be a volunteer, if you want to help, assist, if you know something about the young men that I don't know about that will make their life better, please comment or please come get a hold of me and help me make these men men. That's my job. That's what the school district hired me for, and that's what I will do at the end of the day.
Hey, well, we appreciate everything you do. I know you're always busy trying to make our community better. We do thank you for that, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the time to bring me in. I appreciate it. And I can't get information out if I don't have people pushing behind me.
That's right. Well, hey, you come on anytime, Mr. Griffin Walker. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. And we'll be back to Open Line right after this here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.